I'm sure that most of you have been invited to Sheva. Let's say there's no menu. Can you say Sheva Brachos?
No.
Yes?
No.
No. Sheva Brachos need a menu. That's why often people say, you know, we need a few more to come to Sheva Brachos. Which are the first Sheva Brachos? When are they first recited? Under the
chuppah.
No. Yes. That's not the first time. The first time they recited is under the chuppah. Yeah. So, does that need a minyan?
10 witnesses. You can have 2 witnesses.
Let's say there's no minyan. Can you say Sheva Brachos under the chuppah?
Probably. You can.
You can.
You only need 2 witnesses.
Huh?
2 witnesses to get married. You only need 2 witnesses. Kosher.
Is that the Sheva Brachos under the chuppah? Just a minute. When are the Sheva Brachos said under the chuppah?
When?
If you're learning Masechet Kiddushin, you have to first know a principle. That Kiddushin is not the same as Nisuin. What's the difference? What's the difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin? They're two phrases. One is Kiddushin to sanctify, the other one is to lift up. Now, when do you become lifted up? When you establish a home. Also, the Kala establish their own home, or have something that symbolizes their own home. The chuppah symbolizes the future home. Some say it's only called complete nisuin if you also have yichud afterwards. It's all symbolizing the home. And what's kiddushin? In fact, it's translated as what? As betrothal. Yeah, what's a betrothal? Is a betrothal the date on which the chos and the kala establish their home?
No.
Not at all. To say the word
engagement.
Isn't engagement the same as kiddushin?
They have the commonalities.
Look, you have to have clear in your mind when you learn Masechet Kiddushin that in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, the kiddushin nisuin had a time separation.
Yeah.
You can compare it to, since we're now in the time of Sfira, a common parable brought from the Midrashim, at the time of the betrothal, Am Yisrael with Hashem, when we recite Shir Hashirim, is the time of the engagement, the betrothal. But it's a firm form of betrothal. Not betrothal as it's generally used today, but much stronger. Because at the betrothal used today in engagement, it's referred to something called as shidduch. In other words, the two sides get together, they decide that they want to fix the marriage between them, but they don't yet fix it. Whatever presents are given, not given the Shem Kiddushin. It's only when you give the wedding ring over in front of 2 kosher witnesses, then the chos and the kala become bound to one another. And the only way they can make a separation is by means of what?
A
get. But if they just made an engagement, like people become engaged today, even they make a big engagement party, even they give one another certain presents, but then they're just engagement gestures. And then they decide to break it. Then do they need? They need a get?
Some kasim say
no get is required.
But I understand some kasim say it is required.
They don't say it's required. And some Hasidim say it's worse to break a shidduch than to break a marriage. That's all. because no one says you need a get. If it's clearly given, lo l'shem kiddushin, but it's given l'shem gestures, it's a friendship, that's what they say then. But mustn't be given, they mustn't give a wedding ring. They give a wedding ring, then it's kiddushin, you have one of two witnesses. If that's what was done, there's even big questions. If there are youngsters who something like to play a chuppah, yeah, and they give one another, the guy and the girl like one another, and they say, let's have a game. And he gives her in front of witnesses a ring. It doesn't have to be a ring, it's an other object of value. And they make out that they're getting married, and then there's a bit of shyness. One has to investigate.
There's no kavanah.
It's important to mention this, but there have been cases all the history of yeshiva where people want to get married, and they'll be trying to inquire what happened. Were you ever married before? No. Engaged before? Yeah, it was an engagement that was broken, Some say, we played a bit of a game, wasn't so serious. Then we have to make a shayla, go into all the details of it. In any case, to get back to our main subject, which is the following, that there are two definite elements which are separate, and they used to be separate in time, sometimes even a year in between, some half a year, the first element is just to get together and friendship and so on, as is done today by ordinary engagements also. The next stage was to make a definite decision, but the chosen gives the color, either if you learn the first bit of Kiddushin, the case of Ishtar Rabio, if Hashem Kiddushin in front of two witnesses, then they are married, and the only way to separate it now is through a get, no other way. So today, the Kiddushin have no time separation, they're done just before the Nisuin, before the Chuppah, you do the Kiddushin. And they are separated. In other words, you first, what happens? how does a marriage begin? You've all witnessed Jewish marriages. How does it begin? What does it begin with?
A song.
Huh? A song. After the song. The song is nothing which is essential for the actual change of state. What happens there?
Seven times around the
lady. Custom. Next, what's after that?
Kiddush. Kiddush.
Pardon?
What's
after that?
Broke off one.
Something the value was exchanged.
No, what's first? First is the bracha. First is the bracha with Shema Malchus. Which bracha? Bracha on Bode Priya Goffin. Who makes that bracha? From the Sabbath Kiddushin. Dra, makes the bracha. Yeah? Really, the chosen should make the bracha, but the Rav does it for him. But maybe it doesn't know clearly how to do it, therefore the Rav makes it for him, but the Chatan has to have in mind that Shomer Kohen, he listens to what the Rav is saying, he says Amen, and then it's his bracha as well. The Rav is moitzi him. That's the usual explanation. And the Rav makes the bracha on the wine first. And then that's why the chosen color has to drink a bit of the wine. And then he makes another bracha. What's the bracha? What is it? Hashem Kitzchomet Svetzov. It is commanded. In fact, it feels like a black holy bracha make on a mitzvah. V'tzivonu. And he's commanded us. But now the next word is a bit different to normal bracha on a mitzvah. V'tzivonu al netilat sidayim, we say, yeah? Which is an active mitzvah. So we make a bracha, v'tzivonu al mitzvah tefillin. Or mitzvah. Tzitzis. But here makes the bracha on what? Tzivonu al... On what?
Kiddushin.
Huh?
Kiddushin.
Al varoyos. No, it's not like Kiddushin. Al varoyos. It's given the mitzvah concerning the prohibition of forbidden marriages. And then it carries on. And the ending of the bracha is Mekadesh, he sanctifies the people of Israel through chuppah v'kiddushin. So the end does mention the chuppah v'kiddushin. But it's not exactly like the normal Birchat HaMitzvah. Yeah? But it's, but if you can, you could take it like a Birchat HaMitzvah. In fact, that was last week's share, but we followed it all. So I want to make it clear that the Bracha, according to Ramban, is clearly a Birchat HaMitzvah. It's the Mitzvah of Kiddushin, which is also mentioned in the first Mishnah of the second chapter, where the Mishnah says that Re'ish Mekadesh Boyo V'shluchoy. And then the Gemara comments on it, that a person can be Mekadesh a woman, either himself or through his agent, a Mitzvah Boy Yoyze V'shluchoy. He's got a greater Mitzvah than a Shriach, because it's his Mitzvah. Whose Mitzvah? The man's Mitzvah, the Chos. The Mitzvah Kedushin is the man's Mitzvah. Because the Rambam says, therefore this Bracha is the Birchat HaMitzvah, on the Mitzvah of Kiddushin, and there are many proofs that you can consider Kiddushin as a Mitzvah. The Rambam goes to Shitosai all the way through, because in the Book of Mitzvahs he says, there's a Mitzvah of Kiddushin of the Torah. Mitzvahs are one of the 630 Mitzvahs. It's to make Kiddushin. And who's got that Mitzvah? From the Chosam. So, the simple pshat, as we learned last week, is that there's a mitzvah for a person, the Rambam said explicitly, so just like all mitzvahs, when you make a bracha, when do you make the bracha? When, before or afterwards? Before the mitzvah. Before you fulfill the mitzvah, you make the bracha. And since the mitzvah is to make the act of Kiddushin, and today the custom is to make it on a ring, in front of two witnesses, the act of Kiddushin is a mitzvah of the Torah. Mitzvah for Yosef Mishlochai. That's better he does it himself. So the Chosam should really say the Bracha. And why today doesn't the Chosam say the Bracha? Because maybe, but there's always a principle, that don't put a person to shame. Let's say a person wants to get married and it's difficult to say the Bracha, doesn't know all the dinim. Therefore the Rav does it for him. The Rav is really the Shliach in saying the Bracha. But the actual act has to be made by the Chosam. What's the act of Kiddushin today? What is it?
The ring.
Giving over the ring. When you give the ring to the Kala, and then they answer Omen on the Bracha, so it's as though they said the Bracha, Shemei HaKohenet. We'll soon see that a lot of questions arise. For example, what's the Chosam color of death? We'll see that about it later. So first let's deal with it. Otherwise, if you don't know these details, I don't know how you can learn the Gemaras. It's very difficult. The Gemara goes into these more detail. Kiddushin deals with marriage, and since many of you perhaps will have to, we hope, soon, will go through this procedure, it's good to know all about it. So, this is the Shittas of Rambam, and therefore the Rambam says, what happens if they didn't make the Bracha? Can they make it afterwards? After the Kiddushin. What happens, for example, a Chosin goes up, the Chosin gets two kosher witnesses. And he knows what he has to do. It's got to be a ring that is his own. It's a Shomer Pruta. And the witness is 100% kosher. They all keep the Shabbos and they don't have never stolen and so on. They're kosher witnesses. And he gives the kala, the ring, Sahara Mukodesh, he could also Moshe, he knows what to say. But they didn't say Bracha. There was no Rav to say the Bracha, and they didn't know the Bracha. Can they say it afterwards? Can they? What happens to a person? The person put on the tzitzis, yeah, in the morning, and they didn't go out without the Bracha. And then an hour later, oh, I never said a Bracha. And you have got the tzitzis now. You have got the chalitz law. Can you say the Bracha afterwards? Yes or no?
Tzitzis?
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah. They put on the tefillin, the tefillin, they never said a Bracha. Nobody showed him how to say it. He took the tefillin, put them on, and then he left the kotel. When he's already away from the kotel, he said, I've got no tefillin here. I never said a blessing. I don't even know what the blessing is. Can you say it now? He goes up to the Lubavitcher in the bus and asks them in the airplane, can you tell me how to say the bracha? I forgot to say it. Can't say it anymore. Yeah? Can't say it afterwards. So, that's the Bechat Eirusin. And that is separate. What comes after? The Chosin gave the color the ring. And what happens next? Take up the ketubah. Yeah? Take up the ketubah, the ketubah is signed. The ketubah is the agreement that the Chosin has to look after his bride and his future wife, his present wife. She's already become his wife, but they haven't started living together. And in earlier times, the ketubah was written 6 months after giving the ring, or even a year after giving the ring. But today, all put together. There's quite a few, we won't go into the reasons for it, but that's how the customs have developed, and for good purposes. And then come, after the ketubah come, the Sheva Brachos. So now my question is like this. What happens if there was no minyan? Yeah? You make a ketubah altar in front of witnesses, but there's no minyan. They had a chuppah, but they were short of a minyan. Can they say the Sheva Brachos? Can you say them out of minyan? No, how is it when you're on this view say, come and make up the minyan for Sheva Brachos? You never had that? People haven't asked you to come in, have a bite, and then we can make a minyan, say the Sheva Brachos. For the Sheva Brachos continue after all the meals, which were the Chosin Kalah present. But the first Sheva Brachos, there's no meal. Yeah? And people, to a meal they'll come, but if there's no meal they don't come, so they couldn't get a minyan. So, do you say Sheva Brachos or not? So the decision is made, it's based on the Gemara Kesubos, without the minyan you can't say Sheva Brachos. Whether it's after a meal or whether it's without a meal, the first time it's without a meal. It is, why not? What type of blessing is that? And the question now arises, do you need a minyan for the first bracha? And giving the ring, you need a minyan for that as well.
Why not?
Huh? Why not? What is it if you couldn't get one? Can you say bracha?
Why shouldn't it be the same? Sheva brachos, Sheva brachos.
Same?
Yeah, why not?
Look, everyone, you go and did you ever think to look at the translation of the Sheva brachos?
Yeah.
Does it mention any mitzvah?
No.
So what type of bracha is it?
Praise.
But praise. It's also called Birkat Hashem. It's to praise Hashem. And you can only praise Hashem in this instance for the fantastic institution of marriage in a minyan. The minyan is it's a kedusha given over to Am Yisrael. For that you need a minyan. Just like you can't say if there's let's say in davening. Can you say the Kedusha without a minyan?
No.
And the Kaddish without a minyan?
No.
Because it's a question of praising Hashem for giving us holy situations, holy praises. For praise of Hashem, of a holy nature, you have to have a minyan. That's why every Sheva Brachos, the Chosin Kalah, you have to have a minyan for the but not for the meal itself, but of the Sheva Brachos. We say it's a dinner on the Chadoshas and so on. The same applied the first time, Birkat Hasheva. But following the Rambam, we say that the first bracha is not a praise of Hashem. It's a bracha to be said before fulfilling a mitzvah. So can you put on tefillin if there's no minyan?
Yes.
And say a bracha on the tefillin?
Yes.
Say by getting married. If kiddush is a mitzvah, as implied by the first Mishnah and many other places in the Gemara, as the Rambam follows through consistently, the din of mitzvah is bo yosem b'shlucha. So therefore, don't need a minyan. And we learned clearly the Rambam's view that the holiness of Am Yisrael came about through the mitzvah of Kiddusha. That's why the first mitzvah is Makaris Amo Yisrael al-Yafuk v'Kiddusha. Because without the giving of the Torah, marriage was just when a couple decide to live together. They make that decision and they make an action which means taking a home place where they hope to live together, and when they start on it, that makes them into a married couple. And the Torah was given, as the Rambam says, beginning of his description of all laws of Ishut, of marriage, then this new aspect was introduced. You must first fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddusha. Now, together with this, we saw that the first part of the Gemara on that Mishnah compares Kiddusha to what? What is it compared? First piece of Gemara, the mitzvah bo yoseh b'shlucha, better you do it yourself than do it through an agent.
At divorce?
Huh? Not divorce.
Second fast?
Before that.
Second fast?
Says, no, it gives an example. Why is it more of a mitzvah on a person to do it himself than to do it through a shliach? The person, after all, he got the possibility to give over the arrangement of marriage to a shliach, someone else. He's in America, and his bride, who wants to marry, is in Eretz Yisrael, and he couldn't get a flight for one reason or another, so he can't arrive, and they made all the wedding preparation. So the din is, he can ask a shliach, a messenger, to go and do the marriage for him. No other, because he can go through a shliach. But a much better mitzvah, he should do it himself. And what is the proof that there's a better does it himself and does it through an agent? What proof is brought? From what?
The rabbi she can take it for himself. The rabbi does
what's the example brought in the beginning?
The rabbis were preparing their fish for Shabbat. They made their own preparations for the mitzvah of Shabbat.
Salt and fish.
That's the example that's given in the Gemara.
Singeing the heads.
What is preparing food for Shabbat got to do with getting married?
Preparing, you're doing the mitzvah yourself as opposed to outsourcing it to an agent or to somebody else. You're doing it yourself. Do you have to do it? No, you can do it through an agent, but it's better to do it yourself.
You're preparing.
And it's exactly what we're saying right here.
Does that apply to all mitzvahs?
That's a good question. I don't know.
No,
the Mogen Avraham and others say yes, applies to all mitzvahs, but many say it only applies to these two mitzvahs. The question is why? So the Rambam goes to Shitato. The Rambam's got a consistent opinion. He says there's special qualities with preparing the holiness of marriage and preparing the holiness of Shabbos. If you want to go to more deeply, sages say that the Shabbos complained to Hashem, and the Shabbos said every day of creation has got its partner. The first day the light was created. But the light was an abstract light. When did it become concrete? On the fourth day. The fourth day became its partner. And so the second day, if you go into it, found its partner the fifth day. And the third day in the sixth day. Because one completed the other. But the Shabbos says, I've got no partner. So Hashem said,
I'll be your partner.
The people of Israel will be your partner. This is a deep concept which goes to the concept we discussed already of the 7 and the 8 and the significance of the Shabbos. It's also in the reason why on Friday night the Shabbos is referred to as a kala, goy kala, another in the feminine. But in Shabbos morning, the Shabbos is described in the masculine, if you look carefully. Yunucho bo Yisrael, not ba. Am Yisrael should rest in the this masculine form of the word Beit Vav in it, because in the Chumash also Shabbos is something that's masculine, something feminine. You see, it's both. Shabbos by itself, potential, is a color. Friday night, Shabbos morning, it becomes completed to be through partnership with Am Yisrael. That's why Friday night's by Chulu, Shabbos morning, Veshomru V'nei Yisrael to Shabbat. The B'nai Yisrael have to tie themselves to the Shabbat. So, it's written very well, I'm looking at all the explanations, it's written very well with the Shittas of Rambam, because the Rambam says that the Kedusha of Am Yisrael came through the principle of Makadish Amo Yisrael al Dechuk of the Kedusha. But also we know Makadish al Shabbos. The Shabbos sanctified the people of Israel. In fact, for Yom Tovim, which fall on Shabbos, Makadish al Shabbos of Israel was money. In other words, the unification of the Shabbos with Am Yisrael, this is symbolized by the concept of marriage. Marriage potential with the actual. That's a deeper. But there are many other explanations. And also, because just like the Chumash emphasizes Kigach Isho, that you've got to have Kiddushin before you live together. The Kiddushin is the Kedushat Israel. Similarly also, Am Yisrael was Vechino Et Asher Avi, and the Chumash, and when they celebrated Shabbos in the desert, they had to prepare, it says explicitly, a mitzvah of the Torah to prepare the food from the morn for Shabbos. So Shabbos has this concept of the preparation is part of the mitzvah. So just about the preparation is the mitzvah. Kiddushin is the preparation for living together, and preparation on Friday is a mitzvah of the Torah to prepare for the Shabbos. In any case, to go back now to this in point of halacha, the Shittas of Rambam is more or less clear. I think if you followed last week's and this week's shit. But there are other opinions. So first I'm going to bring you here a discussion already by the earliest authorities, the Gaonim, concerned the question of whether you need a minyan for the first bracha, this birchat erusin and birchat nisuim mentioned in the Gemara. It says there's a special bracha you say for the time when the chosen gives the color of the ring, and then there's seven brachas you give afterwards when they have the nisuim. In that period, in the Gemara, there used to be separation of half a year or a year between one and the other. So, the Rosh. Now, if you know, when I quote the Rosh, who was the Rosh? The Rosh. It's good to learn the Gemara with the Rosh. Simple in translation is, in fact, you can't really learn the Gemara without the head. Rosh is the head. Got to use your head to learn Gemara. Otherwise it's double dutch. Yeah? So you need the head. But the Rosh is also a major source of halacha, called Rabbeinu Asher. And you'll find him in all the Shas Gemaras, because he summarizes the halachic conclusions of any piece of Gemara. But his son was the tour. The author of the first Shulchan Aruch was the tour of his son, of Yaakov ben Rabbeinu Osher. And then it's Yosef who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, based himself on the Rosh and on the Rambam. It's so clear according to whom is the final halacha. Generally has the rule in deciding halachot. The three great early halachic authorities, the first is the Rif, the Bitzuk al Fasi, Morocco. The second is the Ramban, went from, as you know, from Spain outwards to Egypt. And the third is the Rosh, that generally decides two out of one, two against one, follows the majority, if they all agree. In this instance, there's all discussions whether you follow the Rosh or follow the Rambam, for the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam, as we'll see now. First of all, I'll bring this first for this discussion, the Gemara already. The Gemara says, gives the text of Birchat Eirusin and Birchat Nisuin. Birchat Eirusin was today said by the Rav, but should really be said by the Chatan. Does it need a minyan? So he says, first he brings from Rav Shlita Gaon, and Shulman, please call him, that it's a bracha which is a mitzvah, and if he did the kiddushin, the erusin, without a minyan, it's fine. Doesn't need a minyan. On the other hand, if he forgot to say the bracha, no bracha was said, he's not allowed to say the bracha afterwards. If he says the bracha later on, he transgresses the prohibition of saying a bracha levatala, like the Rambam says. The source for the Rambam. So in other words, it's a birchat mitzvot. It's a birchat mitzvot. But Rabbi Nissim said, if he didn't say birchat erusin, he could say it later on. He could say it later on together with the Sheva brachot. And V'chemin and the Rosh, Paschals like him. He says, okay, if he says birchat erusin, together with Birchat Nisuin, any time, even if it was half a year or a year later, let's say it later. Let's say he did, per person, there was no Rav available, but he's the Talmud Chacham, and knows all the dinim, so he takes out a beautiful ring, which he purchased, brings two kosher witnesses, very, very honest and reliable, and men of good character, and men who keep all the mitzvahs, good Adim.
All or just Shabbat?
Not Shabbat, nothing. No, and she gives the color of the ring, and they didn't say Brocha. Brocha he forgot. Says he was too excited maybe. There's no Masada Kiddushin. Doesn't matter, half year later, or a year later, when they have the Nisuin, he can say it then. Why can he say it then?
Because you have an opinion that says you can.
Yeah.
And who was the opinion?
He said, Rabbi Yonah says the same. The Mishalo Berav, he compares it. What happens if a person did not make a bracha after his meal? He had a good meal with bread and everything. It's called Sipirchat Hamazon. And he forgot to say it. Then he can go and do it, call the mantra, as long as the food is not been digested, within 72 minutes, he's allowed to say Birchat Hamazon. That's our custom, isn't it? So this is the same. Even though, all right, 72 minutes since she had the erusin, but even if it's half a year or a year, called the Manchu Enigma Heta. As long as still in the situation that he made kosher kinyan with kiddushin, that you don't lose. The food you lose in your body after 72 minutes. You can't anymore praise Hashem for it. But the fact that he's got the force and the color are coming, it's been a long time in between, you know, sometimes the distance makes the heart grow fonder. You know, so therefore, you've had to wait a long time to get married. Sometimes you build the suspense, builds up to increase in the romance. Like happened with whom? Yaakov Avino. How long did he have to wait?
For 7 years.
7 years. And he says he loved her so much, that was like one day, you know. Can we just have a few days? But the power of love increases. Okay. So, the kivan she'ena het enigma el dachuf v'yikwelin lema brocha b'shach nisuit. He says, Rabbi Yonah says, yeah, you can say the brocha at the time of the actual marriage. You've written the ketuvah, you're under the chuppah, you have the chedin yichud, then you go, you consummate the marriage, and you build up your home. That's fine. So, well, this piece of the Rosh, this the Rosh brings. Rosh Pas, not a Shir Gaon, but like Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon, Machloikas or the Goyim. Now we come to analyze the Birchat Nisuin. So the Gemara says, also in the Rambam, let's go over the words more correctly. What is the actual brach? The Gemara says on Daf Zayin in Beisim Kesubas. No fancy conclusion. And you can use this at the next chuppah you go to. Listen what the Rav is saying. The Tzivanu al Ariyot. Hashem has commanded us concerning forbidden marriages. Barsalan Shurusot, he told us that we're not supposed to have intercourse with the kala which we've taken. Even though we've given the ring, I mean, that today it's more or less meaningless, because you do the Erusin just before the Nisuin. The night you can already consummate the marriage. But this bracha was instituted when there was a gap of a half a year or a year between the giving of the ring and setting up home. So as long as you haven't written the ketuvah, the sage says, you can't go and you've got to control yourself. You're not supposed to have intercourse with your bride. Only when you've undertaken to look after her and when you've got a home. So the Hitilam Suatlan. But Hashem has given us permission. As soon as we have Nisuin, we lift it up to a high level through the Nisuin, by undertaking to look after one another, each one fulfilling their mutual duty of husband and wife. We want really to make it a holy home. And we're all hoping Kiddushin. And then you end it by saying, the Kaddish Israel, the Chukhu Kiddushin. That we do today. That's the broccoli. So comes along the Rosh, and he asks, the people ask the Kash on this brocha. What type of brocha is this? We know there are three basic types of blessings. What are they? You tell me. And what are the classifications of brachot? Well, you already met. Come, somebody. Please speak up.
Enjoyment.
That's called in Hebrew.
Birchat
Hanehenim. A blessing you say when you enjoy something. Yep, enjoying food, enjoying beauties in nature, or even difficult things in nature. We say it's some form of Hana'ah. You're finding out things about what's going on in the world. So Oisim Asa Bereshis. Especially we have Birchat Hanehenim, we had one recently, a beautiful one, when there was first blossoms of fruit trees. You bless Hashem for giving us so many beautiful plants, fruits, persons in life. So these are Birchat Hanehenim. Now, what else?
Dedication.
Birchat Hamitzvot.
Birchat Hamitzvot. The problem you say before you fulfill a mitzvah. And what's the third one?
Good times or bad times?
Shefatah, to praise.
Yes, it's Birchat Hashevach. It's blessings of praise, when you praise Hashem. So, how do you understand this bracha said, which you just recited? The very unusual bracha. What is asked, if I ask the question, if it's a mitzvah, like the Rambam says, Dama el mevorachim asher kidshan mitzvan lekadosh et ha'isha. It's simple. And that's Taka Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam follows, it would appear, the view of Rav Shiri Gaon, and he says that it's Birchat HaMitzvot. So why doesn't he say he gave us the mitzvah to marry, to get married? Which means it's called Kiddushin. To settle an agreement that the Chosn and the Kala are going to get married. And the Chosn's got to get consent from the Kala. It's assumed that if she accepts the ring willingly, that that is the conclusion of the deal between them. That's one question. Another question, where else do we find any bracha where we make a blessing on what is forbidden? Sivana is forbidden. Do we make a blessing before we eat, let's say? We can make one. Blessing to Hashem, Hashem, Kitshanu mitzvah, v'tzivanu ala machalot asurim. First we go and thank Hashem, a mitzvah. That if you can't make this mitzvah, you go to the same restaurant, you can't really make that bracha. But that's a kosher restaurant. You can say, I'm very pleased, I'm able to eat food, yes, and I bless Hashem for having forbidden to us so many different foods. Shikachanu Allah, He sanctified us by telling us not to eat pork. Yeah? So we thank Hashem that we've given mitzvah not to eat pork, not to eat chazir. And then we say, also permitted us to eat the steak taken from an ox, from a cow. And he says, why don't we make a brocha? If you're going to make a brocha on a rayot, forbidden sexual unions, why don't we make a brocha that Hashem made us to eat an eva min achai, to eat a limb from a living animal? V'hit elano has permitted us to eat meat from an animal that kosher shechita. If that's the pattern of a brocha, we should do the same with food as we do with marriage. Yeah? There's no such brocha. V'od, why does it mention here who's interested when you're getting married to your kala to mention the prohibition of forbidden unions? There's no incest in this society, neither obviously they want marriage but don't want adultery. V'od, malna azkir chuppah. Why does chuppah for kiddushin? Why mention chuppah? If you're only dealing with erusin, why mention the chuppah? Because since the truth is, this bracha was said in a place where there's no chuppah. Why mention it? Because it's beit erusin. It's done in a home somewhere, in any place. Not done. This chuppah is the beginning of nisuin, and in those years, the erusin took place a year or half a year before the nisuin. So he asks a lot of questions. He says, it doesn't make sense to learn like the Rambam does. Therefore the Rosh says, what is it? You tell me what it is. What is it? If it's not a mitzvah, what is it? So he says, Ein a brocha l'asiyas mitzvah. He says, there's no mitzvah in kiddushin. Not what the Rambam says. Because what is the basic mitzvah? What's it called? If the Rambam agrees, the basic mitzvah? Pru'orvu. Now, pru'orvu is a bit complex, not so simple. Pru'orvu was the mitzvah given to Adam HaRishon and later to Noah. And then, it's not one of the seven mitzvah of B'nai Noah. Why not? Pru'orvu has a double meaning. It's a blessing. You're given the ability to be fruitful and multiply. You should use it. But a mitzvah is given also to Adam HaRishon and to Noah. But it was taken away from them. When was it taken away? How do we define the Noahide code? So, any of you know? From where do we know the details of the Noahide code? From where? We know it from Jewish tradition. To show you how great this is, the Rambam says, really the full aspect of the Noahide code is given the oral tradition. It is mentioned in Parshat Noah. But what's mentioned there really doesn't say that no chakot, you've got to set up courts of justice, which is one of the mitzvot, that you're not allowed to steal. It's mentioned in the written Bible, and it's so, I think it's so significant to the day, the code that was given, and the seven is clearly indicated both as the seven colors of the spectrum of the rainbow, which is a sign of the covenant, made with mankind. And there it's mentioned explicitly in all its details, the prohibition for all human beings, suicide, prohibition to, and of killing others. Now, killing others destroys the Tzelem Elokim. In other words, it's, so today we live in a society which is so terrible. It's such a distortion of Quranic morality. It's unbelievable. Know this. From point of halacha, we can daven in a mosque. In other words, the concept of the pure spiritual existence of God, the only God, they possess just like we do. They haven't fallen into the distortion of the Christians. On the other hand, they've built upon the terrible, extreme anti-Semitism of Esau and brought it into the Quran under the name of Allah, which is terrible. It's such a blasphemy of Hashem. Now, the details of the Noahide Code are intended for mankind, and the truth is, have been developed in the course of history for the whole human race. Because the whole basis of international relations goes back to the time of the Renaissance, where there were medieval scholars, both some in Europe and even more in England, who studied the Bible thoroughly, also together with all the details of the Noahide Code which apply to mankind, which are taken from the oral tradition and from the Rambam. And that's why they developed a whole code of moral principles that have to guide all human beings, all human nations. So look, but where does that come from? It comes from the Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mishina. It's not all mentioned explicitly in the written Bible. The written Bible often deals with major messages and emphasis which has to be written down black on white so that mankind will take notice of it. There's been no time in the history of the world before today anyone in the name of God believes in suicide bombers which go and kill individuals, believes in murder and suicide is the most terrible blasphemy of the divine image of human being. And that's what's emphasized. But the mitzvah of Pro Arvu, since it's not repeated again for the people of Israel, so we say that mitzvah goes over to the people of Israel, who are the real successors of Adam HaRishon HaNoach. Only because mankind wasn't ready to accept the wider aspect of Torah, therefore Am Yisrael were chosen to be Mamlechet Kohanim, and we have to preserve those mitzvot, and therefore Pro Arvu is an absolute obligation upon every Jew, but not necessarily for non-Jews, but for us Jews it is, and there's even categories. But we now I want to say something also interesting, is that some people say, what is the mitzvah of Pro Arvu? It's to have children, you've got a boy and a girl to have fulfilled it. So, can we really classify intercourse with the purpose of having a family? Can you really call that the fulfillment? Maybe it's just a preparation. But there are many mitzvot where the preparation is really the mitzvah of the Torah. And in this is an interesting point. Just like Shabbat, Shamov Zachop and Tiburichan, it's also a deep comparison. Vehichinu, Eta Sheyaviu, to prepare for Shabbat is, it's true, it's like a Hersha. Why do you have to prepare for Shabbat? In order of the Shabbat, you don't have to go around looking for the mon, that's why I gave it. Or in later times, you shouldn't go around to the markets on Shabbat to buy any food, and you shouldn't cook your food on Shabbat. Have it all done beforehand. So the mitzvah is really vehichinu, to prepare for it. And the Rambam's view is, that's not called a Hechsher mitzvah. That is a mitzvah itself. And that's how the Rambam is able to bring the Gemara, which you've been learning, the first piece of Gemara, the second chapter, to be the connection between the mitzvah Kiddushin. Is a Kiddushin a mitzvah? Or you might say it's only a preparation for intercourse. And if intercourse, you might say it's only preparation to have children. So the Rambam, if you look in the Sefer Mitzvah, also says the mitzvah of Pru'arvu is to do everything possible if you have two children. And the din is, the halacha is, what happens if a person was not Jewish and he had two children, a boy and a girl, and he becomes Jewish, and the children also become Jewish, then we say it's fulfilled the mitzvah of Pru'arvu. It's fulfilled it. That's the halacha. We just fulfill the mitzvah. It's because the act of becoming Jewish, so he brings them. The mitzvah is to have children. And even you got a child, even the child got is a mamzer, it's not permitted to marry, but you can also fulfill the mitzvah pru'arvu even with children who are mamzerim. So this is, otherwise, sometimes the mitzvah is the activity, but you only fulfill it completely when you have the result. But nevertheless, the mitzvah is there. As we find, all these sages who could have learned during that time, and they could have given shiurim and everything, but instead of that, they helped their wives, and they prepared for the Shabbos. They've got a mitzvah of the Torah, v'chino et asher yoviu. Similarly also, kiddushin. So it's like this. The question is never this. Shit, Rama goes to Shitosai. Now, my first question is, since the Rosh answers the question, this is not a bracha for mitzvah, because Pru'arvu is fulfilling the mitzvah. What happens if a person didn't do kiddushin? He took a girl, and he had children from her, and Pilegesh, they used to have concubines, but they didn't make kiddushin, but they do live together, then the chiyuv of kiddushin is not necessary. Otherwise, to fulfill the mitzvah pru'arvu. And the other one, Hanos says, zekeina ayin yitzvah korah. If a person marries an older woman who can't have children, or a woman who's got is infertile, or entirely, and similarly a man who's infertile can't have children, they still make birchat, they still make this bracha. So the chiyuv mitzvah has in it no fulfillment of pru'arvu. In other words, everyone agrees pru'arvu is a mitzvah, but kiddushin not. That's why there was no birchas ha-mitzvahs for kiddushin itself. Kiddushin alone, you can't have children. Only through intercourse. And the Ibis Abu Noise Isha Lashem Priorvio Kevin Che if Shalakai Mitzvah Priorvio Belokidushan, he says, but even if he marries for the purpose of having children, but it does not mean to say you have children without Kiddushin. It's not like Shechita. Now Shechita, what do we do? Shechita, before a person big shchit on the animal, he has to say bracha shekitum, it's on ala shchita. It's a mitzvah. So why is that a mitzvah? Does a person have an obligation to trust shech an animal? Person don't want to eat meat. Person vegetarian. He doesn't ever need to make use of a bracha made for shchita. Because he's a vegetarian. Or in any case, if a person is not doing the act of shchita, because there's no obligation to shchita in order to eat, whereas a person doesn't want to eat meat, doesn't have shchita. And nevertheless, if he does do shchita to eat, he makes the bracha. Why? Because that's different. It's not possible for him to have any kosher meat to eat unless he does shchita. But here he can fulfill pre-orvio to have children without kiddushin. And there also, the Pasuk says it as a commandment. It says, You want to have meat, v'zavachto v'yochalto. So the way it's expressed in the Chumash is, you have to slaughter the animal, or you eat it. You can't just jansas polax the animal, or stun the animal and take the food. You must do that to keep it. Avolocha ketipet, here the pasuk yigal says, when a man takes a woman for marriage, then he should do it kesef shtar l'kiyum. And the kodeshem, if a person wants to bring an offering in the Beit HaMikdash, that's why we make a blessing on every shvita. So he said, this bracha was introduced at the Sheva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also a blessing of praise. He sanctified it through his mitzvahs. He separated us from the nations. He commanded us to be Mekadesh, a woman who is permitted to us, and not one of the forbidden marriages. And it mentions the prohibition of Arusa and the heter of Nesua, the chup of the Kedushin. The person shouldn't make the mistake and think that the bracha makes it permissible for him to go and have intercourse with his bride. Mm-hmm. Because the Chas Chachom said you shouldn't have intercourse till you have the chupa. The chen is kiru chupa. The dafka, b'yachas chupa, hi amatel. It's only through the chupa that you can go and have intercourse with your bride. But the whole lama, that's also a chuppah for kiddushin. That means Hashem made it permissible for us to get into marriage through a chuppah which comes after the blessing of kiddushin. So the Rosh disagrees entirely with the Rambam. Now, because we have put a few questions on the Rosh, and near the end of the shiur, so First question is connected also to last week's shiur. What will the Rosh do with Al Gemara in Kiddushin, which says that there's a special mitzvah of Kiddushin, similar to the mitzvah preparing for Shabbos? So what does he do? It seems to be there's a mitzvah here. And there's a mitzvah preparing for Shabbos of the Torah. But for this, the answer is very simple. Because What we explained in the Shittat of Rambam, when it says Veichino Asher Yaviu, that really the mitzvah is to prepare for the Shabbos, but most of the early authorities regard it as a Hefsha mitzvah. It's only prepared. It's like similar. It says eating matzah. It says in Chumash. You go, when do you have an obligation to eat matzah? When? But it also says, Usmatim et ha-matzah, which we learn out, you know, matzah shemura. You should prepare the matzah. Otherwise, you should prepare, so that say the night, you should take matzah that, if possible, has been intended to be for the matzah of the Seder night from the time of the harvest. And some say even earlier, from the time that you sow it. Certainly the time of the harvest, if not from the time of the harvest, then from the time of the baking. That's why you have shmura matzah. What's shmura matzah? So you have to prepare for it. It says on the Chumash. Similarly also it says in the Chumash, chagas of yitzatzuch. You've got to make a sukkah. Then make the sukkah for yourself. So what's the mitzvah? On which one do you say the bracha? Do you say a bracha for making a sukkah? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you make a bracha for baking the matzahs? No. No. We don't make a bracha. Why not? It's only preparation. So, apart from the Rambam, there's some hold like him, everyone else thinks that preparing for Shabbos, it's even, they call it, some call it, it's part of the mitzvah of Shom HaVazocha. It means, it's a preparation for the mitzvah of Shabbos. On Shabbos, you've got to have everything ready, you've got to enjoy the Shabbos completely, and not be bothered to cook and to shop, so you can have good Shabbos food. But you've got to prepare beforehand. You won't be able to sit in the sukkah, you've got to make it beforehand, or get someone to make it for you. But that's not the mitzvah, that's just a preparation. And Kiddushin is, according to the Rosh, Kiddushin is the same, it's not Malkush, not a Kashi. Then when the Gemara compares here, Kiddushin to Rem the Shabbos, it's not because it says in the Chumash, it says, they were supposed to prepare. Well, why are they supposed to prepare? In order that on Shabbos, it should be a day when you enjoy yourself. And you don't think, have you got enough money to buy? And have you got enough fuel to cook? That's all got to be done beforehand. Just like you've got to sit in the sukkah. So make sure you have a sukkah, the Chumash says. Simply make sure you have a Shabbos. And let's also make sure you have a marriage. So you have to bring Kiddushin according to Rosh is a preparation. So it's not a kasha. From the Kaugam or it's not a kasha. But there are many other things we have to go into. Also question, there's a lot of questions that you have here. For example, there's a question, a practical question. First of all, do you have a minion for the Kiddushin? If you didn't have a minion, second question, I'll just say briefly, second question, can you make the blessings, see the Kiddushin, later? Yeah. Can you make it, if you didn't make it, let's say, you forgot to make the bracha on the Erusin. Can you make it afterwards? According to Rambam, you can't, according to Rosh, you can. And what happens if the person color is deaf? Think about that one. They're deaf. Can they get married? They can get married, yeah. Do the service. Can they see the bracha? Can't see the bracha. Yeah? So can you? So how? They can't see a bracha. And so can, if the Rav says it's good enough, the only way if the Rav says it's good enough, Shomer Ka'oine. Because if a person hears something, it's as though he said it himself. Well, they can't hear, they're deaf. So how do they get married?